superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, the episode that almost didn't happen thanks to Time Warner Cable. They keep dropping off phone lines and internet, and it's very, very frustrating. But we are on the air, and we're going to do this very, very important show. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Tom Levy. We're going to talk about something called the Myers Cocktail. We're going to find out what it is and what it can do for you. Then we're going to switch up and talk a little bit about the gut microbiome and the effects of obesity, and also on surgical procedures to rid obesity on the microbiome and what that does. And then we're going to close the show talking with L. Brent Jones about the Kentucky Derby of physical culture. But we're going to get started right away. How you doing, Dr. Levy?
Real good, Carl. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, what is the Myers Cocktail and how did it originate?
Well, as I understand it, the Myers Cocktail started by a doc named John Myers out of Johns Hopkins. I don't know the circumstances under which he first used it, but he just wanted to get a quick infusion of a variety of things that are felt to be good, magnesium, B vitamins, vitamin C, and even calcium, in a quick intravenous therapy.
Okay, this idea of intravenous nutrients is nothing new, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
So the Myers Cocktail was his investigation in delivering these nutrients intravenously, which we know that you can get blood plasma levels relatively high, relatively quickly by taking this approach, right?
Well, absolutely, sure. I mean, there's really no quicker way to elevate something in the blood than to deliver it directly intravenously.
Okay, so what kind of treatments would the Myers Cocktail be dictated for? Who can benefit from it? Who is seen to be using it?
Well, you know, I will say at the start that, you know, I've not been a user of the Myers Cocktail per se in the past. I know a lot of people that have been and are pleased with it, but it doesn't have super high amounts of any of the things that we're talking about, so I would view it just more as a quick bolster to the nutrients in the body and the immune system rather than a direct approach or treatment for a specific disease.
Okay. The one of the reviews that I found on intravenous nutrient therapy and Myers Cocktail indicates that it is used for a variety of different diseases, including things like asthma, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, fatigue, you know, just general fatigue, type syndromes, depression, even to some degree cardiovascular disease and upper respiratory tract issues. Have you heard of any of these types of applications with it?
Well, sure. But the reason for that, Carl, is that I think we've talked about this in the past, but I've certainly written about it, is that all diseases, 100%, and all symptoms, 100%, are mediated by increased oxidative stress in a particular part of the body to a particular exaggerated or lesser degree. In increased oxidative stress, the direct antidote for that, if you will, is antioxidant input. In magnesium, B vitamins, of course, vitamin C, all these things are basically antioxidant nutrients. So you can see a positive symptomatic effect by using just about any combination of properly dosed vitamins and minerals and vitamin C. So it doesn't surprise me at all that somebody could get these type of benefits, but the person who reads that should understand that this doesn't mean Myers Cocktail is some sort of miracle application. It's simply an application of things that are known to be good, and if you deliver them in the vein, you get a quick input. And if somebody is actively having symptomatology, headaches, arthritis, you name it, they very well may get a significant relief.
And I'm going to go through another brief list. It also indicates, let's see here, seasonal allergy and rhinitis, sinusitis, narcotic withdrawal. It's been used for narcotic withdrawal. Do you see that as being relevant to this discussion?
Sure. Once again, narcotic withdrawal is nothing but a literal explosion of pro-oxidant effects when somebody starts going through the withdrawal syndrome.
They start
producing a great deal of inflammatory products that are, again, the antithesis for an antioxidant. And in fact, vitamin C alone, given in high enough doses over a series, has been shown to be very effective in not only detoxing addicts, but in lowering what's known as the recidivism so that they tend, if they're properly motivated, of course, not to go back to it afterwards.
Now here's one that threw me when I saw it. It's being used in the cases of hyperthyroidism, and I'm wondering why. Is it because a thyroid hormone accelerates oxidative stress on the body, and as you point out, the antioxidant benefits of a Myers cocktail kind of comes to the rescue quickly?
Absolutely. I mean, you put the pedal to the metal and you make everything go 10 times faster than it should. You start increasing what would otherwise be a natural amount of physiological stress because life and oxidation and the utilization of oxygen involves the development of free radicals and reactive oxygen species, of which, if everything else is going on right in the body, you're antioxidant capacity is capable of dealing with it. But when, of course, you increase this to a relatively astronomical level, then you start to get, like we just talked about, excess oxidative stress. Also, it also depends on what caused the hyperthyroidism to begin with, which is often secondary to a collagen vascular disease or something else that might be attacking the thyroid gland, causing a thyroiditis, which is inflammation once again. So the vitamin C or the antioxidant cocktail can attack not only the primary inflammation of disease, but the things that it's causing as well.
Now, the Myers cocktail is made up of three components, two minerals, calcium and magnesium, and then three of the B vitamin, well, actually more of the, it's higher in three of the B vitamins, but it's made up of a B complex and then vitamin C. Of these, let's say three components, the minerals, the B vitamins and the vitamin C, what do you think? Because it appears that the vitamin C is the largest amount, percentage wise in a Myers cocktail. What do you think is the real magic in this formula?
Well, probably the vitamin C, because as we already know, the more the merrier, and when you get vitamin C up from hundreds of milligrams to 1 or 2 grams to 25 or 30 grams to 50 to 100 grams, you start doing things that are just not seen with other applications. Basically, the magnesium and the B vitamins are good. For the most part, people should avoid taking calcium. That's another story altogether.
Oh, maybe I agree. Most people don't realize that they get 1,000, 1,500, 2 grams of calcium in their diet a day, and then on top of that, they're taking calcium supplements. I think that's bizarre.
It's not only bizarre, it's not overstating it deadly. My next book will be entitled Death by Calcium, and I think the title says it all.
And doctors prescribe calcium without even asking their patients what their diet looks like. They just say, once you get to a certain age, you should be taking 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day, without any consideration to the calcium they're consuming already.
Well, it's just like somebody commercial water supplies fluoridate water without having any idea whether the individuals in the population might uniquely already have too much fluoride in their system, and you're just worsening the toxicity. I agree.
How often do people who go for Myers cocktails generally get them infused at their doctor's office? Any idea?
No, not really. That really just depends on the predilections or preferences of the physician. A lot of people, I believe, go for the Myers cocktail like so many people go for the, and I'm not necessarily advising this, the vitamin B12 injection for a energy pick-me-up or that sort of thing. So all the doses of the Meyer cocktail, like I said, are really too low to use it as the primary prong for the treatment and hopeful reversal of a significant chronic degenerative disease. But it would serve very well, as it stands, for what you would call a pick-me-up.
Yes, and it appears that people who subscribe to this Meyer's cocktail end up going to their naturopath twice a week, and the average cost of the Meyer's cocktail is $180 per visit. So there are people out there paying almost $400 a week because of the effects of the Meyer's cocktail on things like fibromyalgia, sinusitis, and so on and so forth. What I want to do, Dr. Levy, is I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the combination of two liposomal products, and I want your opinion on whether or not these would be effective in maybe mimicking some of the effects of the Meyer's cocktail. We're talking with Dr. Tom Levy. We're talking about Meyer's cocktail, which is an infused nutrient blend that doctors prescribe for some of their patients. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back. They only want to do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. Could Altrient supplements be better than a Meyer's cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. Now, Dr. Levy, I know that you are a strong proponent for liposomal technology and its delivery method. And on my show once before, which kind of led me to this supposition, you had suggested that while infused vitamin C can get vitamin C levels altered and elevated in bloodstream rapidly, that, as you put it, it takes energy for the vitamin C to enter the cell, and that energy actually oxidizes, if you will, the vitamin C, where with liposomal technology, it does not require energy for the cell to absorb the vitamin C in the liposomal capsule or Trojan horse, if you will. That's true, right?
Yes, absolutely. You're right on point with that, Carl.
Well, you did a good job teaching me. So with that being the case, could one say, Altrient has two products. They have a liposomal vitamin C and they have a liposomal B complex. Would it be fair to say, obviously it's not the equivalent of a Myers cocktail because it does not have the calcium and magnesium in it. But would it be fair to say that the vitamin components of the Myers cocktail, just looking at those only, that the Altrient C combination of Altrient combination of vitamin C and B complex, which is their ME product, could actually do a great deal of the job, and perhaps even better because it's liposomal instead of infused?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. I tell you what, though, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Altrient ME also has a little magnesium in it.
Yes.
You can double-check on that.
No, you're right. It does. It does.
Okay. So really, the only thing that's not covered is the calcium, which I talked about earlier, is really not desirable to take on a regular basis because of what calcium excess does to the body. So in direct answer to your question, I would say, certainly in my humble opinion, the delivery system that's unique to the liposome gets more of everything that you would be giving in the Myers cocktail inside the cell. So I don't think there's any question. It's as good, and I'm quite comfortable based on what I've seen with clinical responses to liposomes compared to clinical responses to different IV preparations, that you very likely would get a superior effect from just taking one packet each of these to getting the small IV. And the other thing as well, which you already alluded to, is the enormous expense of an IV. I mean, to me, to go get an IV started and only get the ingredients that are in a Myers cocktail and pay $180 is ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to pay $180, get yourself a variety of stuff, but get 50, 75, 100 grams of vitamin C infused and not just a couple grams.
Okay, so I was going to ask you the ratio. I currently take 2C with 1ME twice a day in an effort to create my own Altrient cocktail, if you will, that should be to some degree similar to the effects of a Myers cocktail every single day. Do you think that those ratios are adequate? I take 2C, which is 1 gram each of liposomal encapsulated C, with 1ME, which is a B complex plus some magnesium, as you point out, and some other things too, benfantamine, I believe, which is great for blood sugar levels and so on. Twice a day, do you think that I should stay for one, or do you think that the 2-to-1 ratio that I'm using is sensible?
The 2-to-1 is fine. I would tell you that I found the preparations are so potent and so effective in getting what you're targeting inside the cell, I really wouldn't take more than one of the ME a day.
Really?
You can take multiples of the vitamin C, the packet, no problem. And I'm not saying more than one ME would be bad for you. I'm just saying we have no evidence that we need to push the components of the ME higher than what's achieved in one packet.
And B vitamins are those types of vitamins where more is not necessarily better.
Right.
And it's funny because when I take two MEs in a day, my skin exudes the smell of vitamin B.
Yes, that's... Yeah, that's a good indication, not only that it's working, but as you point out, that maybe it's just getting a little bit more into you than you need.
Okay. So with that being said, I have convinced Altrient to put together a special package for my audience to be able to buy both the Altrient C and the Altrient ME together to create your own Altrient cocktail, which I've been taking for some time now, and I attribute to my fast recovery of some issues that I've been dealing with. I have to tell you, I'm a firm believer in these two complementary. And that's why I wanted to have Dr. Levy on the show, because I got to thinking, I'm creating my own Myers cocktail in the comfort of my own home at a fraction of the cost that I can take for an entire month for what some people are paying for one visit to the doctor. So anyway, go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Myers cocktail / Altrient cocktail banner ad to learn more how you can take advantage of this in your own home. Listen, Dr. Levy, I want to thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today, sir.
My pleasure, Carl. Take care.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Morton, and we're going to talk about the gut microbiome and how it's affected by obesity, and then the types of surgeries that are designed to reduce obesity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1, LONGR3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
So this is the perils of live radio. As you may know, if you're on Facebook this morning, Time Warner, twice in 2 weeks, dropped our entire service here at the studio. No phone lines, no cable, internet. So clearly, you know what I'm doing after the show today, and that is searching for a new service provider. We used to have Insight, and everything worked great when Insight owned the company, but when Time Warner took over, all of our service went to heck, and I'm very, very dissatisfied, obviously, with Time Warner. And to make matters worse, apparently Dr. John Morton is nowhere to be found for the second interview. We will try to reschedule him because it is an important discussion about how obesity affects the gut microbiome. We have a little time before we have to go into our next interview, and so I don't know whether to continue on chatting or run some music and try to get my second interview on, and I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run a little bit of music here, and we're going to try to get L. Brent Jones on and try to salvage the show. Bear with me. I apologize in advance for all of this nonsense, and if I sound frustrated, I am. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Can't get L. Brent Jones on the phone yet. Apparently, he's pretty tied up with the preparation for this upcoming weekend's event. And as luck would have it, I have nothing to talk about today. Could you imagine that? Me with nothing to talk about? Some of the shows that we're coming up on, perhaps I can give you a lineup of some shows. Tomorrow, obviously, we have the Blueprint Power Hour. It's going to be on a little bit later than usual because we're going to lead with less sleep leads to more eating and more weight gain, according to a new CU Boulder study. So that'll be during the first half hour. Wednesday, during the first hour, we'll be joined by Brad Schoenfeld to talk about looking good naked. This was actually a book that he did for women, but I'm sure the guys can get something out of it as well, because who doesn't want to look good naked? And then during the second hour, we're going to be talking about becoming a supple leopard. What does it mean? I'm not going to tell you until you tune in. Of course, Subversity Science Roundup will be on Thursday. We're going to do Subversity Science Roundup early also. We're going to do it during the first hour because the time difference in Munster, Germany, and Adele's schedule, he's asked if we could do it during the first hour. So instead of having it on during the second hour from now on, it will be on during the first hour, which means we will not have the latitude to go long on the show. And so we'll have to stick to the dialogue, stick to the topics, which means I'll have to keep my mouth shut more because I usually slow Adele down with some of my goofy questions. But anyway, so that'll be on Thursday. And hopefully we'll be able to reschedule Dr. Morton for the human gut microbiome and how it's affected by obesity and the types of surgeries performed on the obese, which is an important discussion as well. We know that when people go for that type of stomach-altering surgery, that there's quite a few different things that occur. Hormonal output in the stomach changes, as well as the flora in the gut changes as well. And so maybe we can learn from some of those changes, because there are some benefits to that surgery. Not suggesting that people go out and get it, but there are some benefits to the surgery. As far as once somebody gets the surgery, they have some metabolic changes that are favorable. So maybe we can find out why they have those metabolic changes and how we can institute those into our own lives. Also, we're working on a couple of really exciting shows. I'm going to be doing a show on jumping rope, the lost and forgotten cardiovascular training method that fighters, MMA fighters and boxers still use, something you can do in the confines of a small room. Also, we're working on a two-hour show on the thyroid. We're going to address the various diseases of the thyroid, including Hashimoto's disease, as well as hyper and hypothyroid states and what you can do to become asymptomatic or protect your body against things like hyperthyroidism. As we talked about during the first segment today, vitamin C, antioxidants are very, very important for people who are hyperthyroid. And that's quite usually because they experience such excessive oxidative stress. And one of the things that works really well for people who are hyperthyroid is to make sure that they supplement with melatonin. Let's see who this is. Maybe it's a guest I can get on the air. Studio. Yes. Hey, sit tight. I'll bring you on the air. Hold on. So someone has saved me from having to talk about nothing, and that's L. Brent Jones. How you doing, Brent?
Good, Carl. How are you?
I've had better days at the studio, Brent.
I heard, man. You have a little technical difficulty.
Well, first of all, and you know, people don't know this about you because everybody sees you as a promoter, but you spent the beginning of your career in IT, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm still in IT. I do contract work, IT contract work for the government.
Okay. So ever since Time Warner took over Insight, every single week at some point in time, I lose phone lines and internet. Every single week. And it's always right before my show. It's never after the show. It's never hours before the show. It's always like an hour before the show. Boom, I lose everything. And so last time I was on the phone with them, they said, well, have you thought about if internet is so important to you, have you thought about getting a backup? I said, well, if I have to find a backup to make up for your unreliability, I'll just switch services to the backup company. I'm not going to find the backup. I'll find the better primary service provider, which actually after today's show, this is what I'm doing. I am getting rid of Time Warner. When Insight ran things, I had no problems. Time Warner comes along, nothing but problems. So frustrating.
Yeah, I've heard that there's been some glitches with them taking over. But, you know, the bright side is that, you know, we're online. We can talk about the Kentucky Derby Festival Championship.
Yes. Okay, so let's start this. How many years have you been doing the Kentucky Derby Festival now?
This is my third year.
Okay, so for those who don't know, you started out with the Kentucky Muscle, which was an NPC sanctioned event in bodybuilding, figure fitness. You do bikini. You also do physique for men, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And that's become wildly successful here. And then 3 years ago, you thought, you know, there's so much festivities going on in the city during the Kentucky Derby. Let's face it. People come from all over the world to come to the event. Why don't we have something to portray physical culture? So you decided to do a second NPC event, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So how has it grown? What are we going to see this year that we didn't see last year?
Well, one thing, the numbers of contestants are way up. It seems like each year it gets, you know, there's a bump, progression in the participation. So, you know, the first year I put it on, and it's always hard for your first year. I had something like about 90 competitors. This year, so far, I'm on track to have anywhere from 300 to 350.
Wow.
How
does that compare to the Kentucky Muscle?
You know, it's still lagging behind the Kentucky Muscle, but with all the media exposure with the Kentucky Derby Festival and the Kentucky Derby, you know, this show will surpass the Muscle in probably just a short period of time. Probably this time next year will surpass it. It's just, you know, there's so much media going on. I know we're starting to work with the reality show that they're coming in looking for new ideas and things. Got some celebrities coming in. One of them was Coach Mo from Biggest Loser.
Sure. He's a native Louisville, Louisvillian, however you pronounce it.
That's right.
Yeah.
He is.
Right.
He is. So he decided to come in and approach me if he could come in and check things out. I think he's going to have a spinoff from The Biggest Loser. So he's bringing in a couple of producers. They're going to kind of look around, try to get some ideas on a new reality show. So, you know, things like that happen within Kentucky Derby. It's just because the brand. So when I thought about this, I thought, you know, that's just a natural progression of the Kentucky Muscle. And then, you know, as I start developing the show, I'll just spin it more to the networks and the studios. And, you know, over time, I'm sure they'll be, you know, have some interest in doing something. And it turned out they have.
So you got a lot of coverage last year during the Kentucky Derby. I saw on all the major news channels, they were talking about this event. Will we see that kind of coverage again this year?
Yes. It's yes, times 10. I have so much media at this event. And it's mostly outside the bodybuilding fitness industry. It's more mainline news coverage. So just about every media outlet in the city and region is doing something, at least announcing the show, or they're going to be at the show filming, or they're going to be, you know, covering it in some way or some manner. So trying to work out deals so we can get it, you know, moved off into, like, you know, USA Today or, you know, some of the mainline, you know, publications or TV stations like, you know, I don't know, CNN, you know, Headline News. I know they cover a lot of the Derby Festival events.
Right.
So,
What about the sponsorship? Who's your major sponsors this year?
My major sponsors are DPX Sports. They're the title sponsor and presenting sponsor. My other title sponsors are Metrix and Pure Protein.
And you find it easier to present this to potential sponsors, and they go, oh, yeah, we want to be involved because it is part of the Kentucky Derby extravaganza?
It makes it a lot easier, I have to say. You know, it's not because, you know, the name of the Kentucky Derby, the brand, is so well-known. So when I approach vendors or you know, supplement companies, you know, they're much more likely to listen I know this year we're sold out of booth space. So last year I was scrambling trying to get vendors to come in. This year I'm like, there's a waiting list.
At the Kentucky Muscle, there is a wide variety of other events going on, arm wrestling and so on and so forth. Will you have that sort of a thing here at the Kentucky Derby show, or are you going to stick just to the physique, fitness, slash bodybuilding type of categories?
It's just going to be a pure play on the NPC, different divisions in the NPC. So it's going to be bodybuilding, physique, fitness, figure, bikini. You know, maybe sometime in the future we'll try to set up an expo like the Kentucky Muscle, but it's a lot of work to in coordination with the Kentucky Derby Festival to put something like that on here.
Are you going to have any guest posers or anything like that? Any special?
You know, on the Kentucky Derby, and I've been asked that before. I'll probably, like this year, we'll have Coach Mo. We'll have a couple of the WWE wrestlers come in.
Oh, cool.
I know Rob Conway's coming in. We're probably going to lean more to, like I said, we're going to approach this more to the networks in the studios and get some, you know, probably not going to get like Matt Damon or anything like that, but we'll get, you know, some type of stars to come in.
Yeah, you know who would be great? I would love to see LL Cool J get involved because he's a huge physical culture fan, and I bet he's going to be here for Derby anyway. It would be a natural crossover for him to be involved. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, there's so many. And the comedian of choice should be Carrot Top because he's into bodybuilding, so he would be a natural.
Yeah.
Let's do this, Brent. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll tell people how they can get tickets, the actual timing, and so on and so forth. You're listening to what the heck? You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This, and we're talking with boy. Today has been nothing, but I feel like this is my first day on the air. I got to be honest with you. We're talking with L. Brent Jones. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby Festival event, an NPC sanctioned event. We're going to tell you how you can get tickets and when it is, where it is. Stay tuned. Somebody will be back. Maybe a guy with a brain will be back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only
only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop, choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to XFMuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Muscles burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with L. Brent Jones. He is the promoter of the Kentucky Derby Festival of Champions. And you can go to KentuckyMuscle.com to learn more about the event. So is it too late for people to enter? I mean, competitors?
No, it's not. Actually, you've got up until Friday, till 9 o'clock Friday night to enter the show.
And what does it cost for competitors, and what does it cost for patrons who just want to come by and check it out?
Okay, the entry fee for the competition is $65. Tickets for the prejudging is $15, and then for the finals, it's $25 for general admission.
What time is the prejudging?
Prejudging starts at 11:30, and then the finals start at 7.
So 7 o'clock at night, and it's at the convention center?
No, it's at the ballroom in the golf house.
Oh, dude, that's cool.
Yeah, it's nice. It's so plush.
So I would imagine the golf house is the host hotel as well?
That's correct.
Oh, wow. If anybody who's never been to Louisville, the golf house is one of the finest hotels in the city. It's a huge hotel. It's actually a two-building complex, right?
That's right.
And
that's
it's awesome. I mean, the place is amazing. It's right there by, and it's up the street from 4th Street Live, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, this has been our host hotel for the Kentucky Muscle and, you know, the Kentucky Derby Festival. So if people need to get rooms, use our group rate. Kentucky, just tell them when you call, get your rooms, use Kentucky Muscle, and you'll get the group rate. If not, you know, there's a marathon going on, and there's all kinds of activities going on downtown. So room rates are going up by the minute.
So, is there an after party this year?
I'm
gonna go. I never go, obviously. I'm such a wuss, right? You know what? I did the same thing at the Arnold, and Jason Deere was like, "No, you gotta come this year, dude. You gotta come." I was like, "I'm gonna be there, Jason. I'm gonna be there." And I said to Elisa at the end of the evening, I said, "Do you still want to go to the after party?" She goes, "It's up to you." I says, "I really don't want to go to the after party." I was back in my room by like 9:30. I saw.
Oh, yeah, well, I know the feeling, Carl. You know, I'm looking at doing the after party at this new bar and grill downtown. It's the Troll Under the Bridge. So it's a bar right under the 2nd Street Bridge. So we're looking at doing something there.
Okay.
I'll have that announced on my Facebook page, but we're talking with the owners and things, so they're trying to make accommodations for us. So I'll have drink prices, you know, coupons to get in, that kind of thing on my Facebook page.
So when you were just doing one show a year, it gave you a lot of time to focus on the one show and prepare and so on. Now you're doing two shows a year. Is this a lot harder for you, or is it like, well, no, it, you know, we have a system, so we just do it twice instead of once?
You know, actually, it's easier to do two shows, I found. At first I thought, you know, I can't do it. But it's just the processes that get in place. And doing two shows in a row, it makes you be more efficient on how you do things. And you can leverage one show from the other show as far as advertising and things like that. So it makes it easier in a lot of respects.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you've become kind of a local celebrity, too. I think it's funny because, Brett is the quintessential promoter. And so even like when the show is months and months away, he's talking to potential athletes. He's talking to potential vendors. It's like he's always promoting the show. And you can't forget that, oh, wow, that's right. You know, the Kentucky Muscle's coming up. The Kentucky Muscle occurs when every year?
November. Every year.
Yeah, November.
Yeah.
And then you have this event that happens in the beginning of end of April, beginning of May. And it's like, dude, man, it's like you got to keep the pipeline filled. You got to keep the enthusiasm going. You got to keep people going all the time. Did you ever get tired of doing this, or do you really look forward to it all the time?
I look forward to it most of the time. After the show, there's a little bit of a burnout. I just kind of back off and don't do anything. But, I give myself a couple of weeks to recoup, and then I get right back on it.
You know what you should do that no promoter of any show has ever done? You know what I'm going to say, right?
No, I don't. Carl,
you ought to, dude, you have a fantastic physique. You ought to get ripped and do one of your own shows.
You know, Carl, we've talked about this before. I buy the trophies. If I don't win, I would be really bad.
That's funny. That's funny. I don't think Joe Weider's ever been in the show that he's promoted.
No, I don't think so.
No, you could be a first, man. You go down in bodybuilding history. That would be great. Anyway, well, I'm looking forward to it. I always do. This is a great time of the year. We just kicked off the Derby season with Thunder over Louisville. Anybody who's aware or not aware of this, it's the largest fireworks show in the country every year down on the river. We just had that Saturday night, Thunder?
The last Saturday.
Yeah. This past Saturday, they had Thunder over Louisville. I mean, we're talking about, I got to believe there's $500,000, maybe more, just in pyrotechnics, just in fireworks. Then they have airplanes, air shows, skydivers. They have all this sort of stuff going on for the whole day. And it's punctuated by this amazing set to music, barges out in the water. They got the Second Street Bridge closed off. This year they had the National Guard up there with howitzers. They were shooting howitzers off the side of the bridge this year. I mean, you talk about insane party. Louisville is, people think that Mardi Gras is huge. Yeah, okay. Mardi Gras gets freaky because you have people like flashing. You don't have that class of party going on here, but you have every celebrity, every high level celebrity, every chic, every wealthy aristocracy's type person from the UK. They're all here for the Kentucky Derby. It's like 100. How many years is the Kentucky Derby now? 100 and what? 127 years?
Yeah, it's something like almost 160 years.
160. I mean, it's ridiculous. This city parties. They even give the kids off from school on that is it Friday? When's Oaks Day? Friday, right?
It's Friday. Yeah,
yeah, the schools are closed on Friday here in honor of the oncoming Kentucky Derby. I mean, you talk about a party, and now we have like the crown jewel. We have a physical culture event tied to the Kentucky Derby, which is awesome, which you know it's going to get. It's just a matter of time before we start getting a particular station who covers the entire event.
You know something? That's right. I'm already getting over to some different media outlets wanting to see if we can get exclusive deals on the show. So as the show starts to grow, a lot more awareness for sport is there. It's a good thing to be able to tie our sport to such a prestigious event. I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
Okay, so real quick, dates, times, and where can people go get tickets?
Okay, people can get tickets at KentuckyMuscle.com. Prejudging starts at 11:30. Finals are at 7. And this is coming up this Saturday, April 27th.
So be there or be square. I know I'll be there. I'll definitely be at the event. I don't know about any after parties, but I'll definitely be at the event. So if anybody wants to hit me up on Facebook, if you're going to be there, I'd love to meet you. There you go. Listen, Brent, thanks a lot for taking. I know you're buried alive, and you even came on early today to help save my skin. So I really appreciate it.
Well, Carl, thanks for having me on.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, so check it out. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to try to get Dr. Morton on the line and see if we can do the second interview third, if that makes any sense to you. Just trying to save the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market. The body's ammunition. Am Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
Am Nutrition. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the gut microbiome and the effects of obesity and surgically induced weight loss on that microbiome with Dr. John Morton, Director of Bariatric Surgery and Surgical Quality at Stanford School of Medicine. How you doing, Dr. Morton?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm glad you're with us today. So this is an important discussion. We've done so many shows on the microbiome dating back many, many years now, because it intrigues me from the standpoint of something that most people take for granted, and that is the microbiome in our gut acts as one of the most amazing examples of the immune system, because when you think about it, we can take things like animal flesh and put it in our mouth and swallow it, and it doesn't kill us through the digestive process, and the microbiome plays a role in that. So whenever we talk about the microbiome, we know that it changes in different people. There are things that can affect it in a positive and negative fashion. How does obesity affect the microbiome? Does it cause it to change its landscape in any way?
Well, I agree 100% with you that this is an area that's of extreme importance to us when it comes to health. And as you mentioned, the gut is kind of our doorway to health. This is where we get our nutrients from, and something has got to be there to help us bridge the gap from the outside to the inside. And the microbiome certainly does that. And as you mentioned, it's got an enormous capacity from an immune function standpoint. But the other part of this is that we're learning it plays a big role when it comes to our metabolism, specifically around our sugar metabolism and our cholesterol metabolism.
Right.
And to that end, you know, what is this connection between the kind of bacteria you have in your gut and obesity? And there's an emerging idea that the type of bacteria you have in your intestine could lead to increased weight gain. And one of the ways that that can happen is that we look at the gut bacteria. Why are they there? Well, they're there to help us digest food that we couldn't digest normally, you know, as you mentioned before. And if you look at it from an evolutionary standpoint, and by that I mean things are getting better with each generation, and you can easily imagine that the gut bacteria are going to become more and more efficient at extracting weight, at extracting calories, and that can lead to increased weight. So that's probably the first connection that we're seeing around obesity right now in the gut microbiome.
What about one of the things that has been well known amongst animal husbandry that is now starting to be better understood as an obesogen is the effects of antibiotics on the microbiome that alter it and that end up causing. We know that when they give animals, you know, pigs, cows, turkeys, when they give them antibiotics, it alters the gut flora and allows the animal to become fatter faster.
That's right. So it's a very interesting phenomenon that people, farmers, have known about for many, many years. And the biggest amount of antibiotics dispensed in this country are for animal husbandry, for raising of different animals. And the interesting thing about the dosages that they give to these animals, they're subtherapeutic.
Right.
By that I mean they're not actually treating any sort of disease. They're just giving them enough to disturb that balance. And when that balance is disturbed, it is very clear, very apparent, that these animals end up gaining more weight. And if you look at it, some of this is occurring for us as human beings. We certainly have a huge proliferation of antibiotics out there right now. We prescribe way too many of them, particularly in our young, in our kids and our young adults. We also see it in trace quantities all over the place. You know, there was a few years ago, there was a science fair experiment done by an eighth grader where she found, you know, very large amounts of antibiotics in just the drinking water. And some of it comes from, you know, getting rid of antibiotics that people don't use, but a lot of it comes from the runoff.
Right.
And I think you might know that the FDA has finally weighed in and said they are not going to allow this anymore, where they're giving the antibiotics to the animals. And for many years, it's actually been the case in certain countries in Europe. So I think that any time you, if you will, fool with Mother Nature, there may be bad things that occur. And that natural balance that we have in our gut microbiome is something that's not to be disturbed, because there can be consequences to it. And all of these big changes around the antibiotics and the changes in the gut microbiome have occurred within the last about 15, 20 years, which neatly coincides with our weight gain. Now, I'm not saying that this is the whole answer when it comes to weight
gain,
but it may be part of it.
You know what's interesting that I never thought about before? From an evolutionary standpoint, you're genetically gifted if you can gain fat easily, because let's face it, fat was going to help you survive during famines. And I never thought about the changes in the gut microbiome towards obesity actually being something that the body wants to do. But it really is from an evolutionary standpoint, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at it, you know, our strongest instincts as human beings are to eat and to procreate. And, you know, anything that will have you maintain your weight or make you larger is of an evolutionary advantage.
Right.
So, you know, those bacteria are there for a reason, and they have co-evolved with us. They're very specific. They're very specific on an individual basis, and they are something that plays a big role in not only our immune function, but also in our in the ability to extract calories. There's been many experiments done on this, primarily in animals and rats. Some great experiments by a group out of Washington University in St. Louis, Jeff Gordon's group. And what he found was that he found that there are definite differences between obese rats and lean rats. And he did an experiment that actually goes back to the old microbiology experiments a guy's named Robert Koch did, which is Koch's postulates means if you believe that it's a disease, you have to be able to culture the bacteria and then implant it in someone who doesn't have the disease and cause the disease. So what they did with these rats is that they took the obese microbiome and then transplanted it, put it into lean, sterile mice. They actually have these kind of mice that don't have any bacteria at all.
Yeah,
inside of them.
We actually did a show about this several months ago. It's very, very good. So go ahead. Go ahead. This is really intriguing.
So that, so that's exactly what happened is they put these the gut microbiome into the obese gut microbiome into these lean mice. They were eating the same sort of chow, and then sure enough, they all gained weight. So it's very compelling. Again, this is a, when it comes to animals. In my own particular research, we've done a few things. One is a few years ago, we did a study where we randomized patients into getting probiotics versus not getting probiotics after weight loss surgery, specifically gastric bypass. And the original idea behind the study was just to take a look and see if the probiotics would help people with their digestive health so they'd have less cramping, less bloating. And we saw definite decreases in any sort of GI complaints, but we saw two other things. One is we saw that there was increased vitamin uptake in the patients taking the probiotics. And the second one was really intriguing. They lost more weight, you know, and that was something that we were not expecting to see. We went back through the data over and over again, and, but there was still a significant difference in weight in those patients who were taking the probiotics. So I think that there is potential there where we can figure out what are some of the bacteria that are most responsible for weight and the ones that are most responsible for being lean and figuring out how we can make, how we can restore the balance, the natural balance that people need to maintain a proper weight.
Okay, so before we go into the commercial break, the thing about the microbiome that kind of really makes me go, a lot, is microbiome is reactive, it's dynamic. So does the tendency to eat the kind of foods and eat the way an obese person eats affect the microbiome, which then the microbiome changes to promote obesity? Or does the microbiome change first and cause obesity? It's a chicken and egg thing. Can we look at the data, especially from individuals who've had these types of gastric bypass surgeries, and say, ah, the microbiome changes first and then obesity follows, versus no, the obese tendency changes the landscape of the microbiome?
Well, you've hit upon what I think is the hardest thing to figure out here, which is this a cause and effect, or is this an association? Does diet lead to certain kinds of bacteria, or does the bacteria lead to weight gain? And the only way to study this stuff is longitudinally. There's a tremendous amount of variation in the gut microbiome from individual to individual. And the only way you can really pinpoint this is by looking at patients longitudinally. And we've actually done a series of experiments here where we followed patients having medical weight loss where they're losing weight on their own and then going on to having surgery. And what we were able to do when we traced these patients longitudinally is that we did see some real changes that occurred in these patients that were unique to the surgery itself. And there were where we saw certain communities bloom more, you know, where these there were greater representation of certain types of bacteria. The next step in all this is obviously pinpointing what kind of bacteria are here and then being able to feed it back to patients through probiotics and seeing if there will be some weight gain, or weight loss, rather. So that's something that's going to be coming down the road, because that's the only way you can kind of prove this is to really test it.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Dr. John Morton, Director of Bariatric Surgery and Surgical Quality at Stanford School of Medicine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner add on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. John Morton about the gut microbiome, obesity, and surgical procedures that are designed to reduce obesity and its effect. Dr. Morton, we know that these types of surgeries change the hormonal landscape of the stomach. How do they change the microbiome?
Well, you're exactly right to say it changes the hormones, because I think one thing that we know that's very clear is after gastric bypass surgery, people's diabetes literally goes into remission within a couple of days. And that's independent of weight loss, because you can't lose that much weight in a couple of days. So there is a direct hormonal effect. Hormonal effect seems like it could be from ghrelin, the hunger hormone, which decreases. It could also be an increase in something called GLP-1, which is a insulin sensitizer and allows you to use your insulin better. And so those are two of the hormones that may be responsible for some of the dramatic changes in glucose metabolism after weight loss surgery.
But even hormones or even like peptide PYY and cholecystokinin, they seem to be more affected by the stretch reflex of the gut. And so even satiety and hunger in general are affected as well, right?
No, that's right. The question is, you know, what's driving all this? You know, there's some hormones, but are the hormones triggered by potentially some of the gut microbiome? And that's some of the research that we're looking at right now. Because what we've seen is that there are certain types of bacteria that are directly correlated with the improvements in glucose metabolism. Now, what's really important here is to pinpoint what kind of bacteria we're talking about. So in any of this, you've got to test it. There's different ways of testing it. You can do a breath test, which is extremely general. It just tells you there's a lot of hydrogen producers, if you will. But we also have very advanced DNA technology that allows us to tell you exactly what's all through your gut microbiome. I work with a company that's called Second Genome, and in that company, they're able to kind of take a closer look at these kind of bacteria. And the future, I think, is going to be the epitome of personalized medicine, where I'm going to be able to tell you what kind of gut microbiome you have. We'll take a look at that fingerprint, if you will, compare it to, say, what we want someone who's lean to look like. And then we can see the differences between those communities and get a truly personalized probiotic at the end of the day for them. Now, the intriguing thing around a weight loss surgery is, could it be that some of the changes we're seeing are due to this gut microbiome change? And I think it's an intriguing hypothesis because we've learned a lot about the interplay between the gut microbiome and immunity and other things. Great example is, you know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, people used to think of ulcer disease as being a surgical problem. Right. We used to cut out big pieces of the stomach, cut the nerves in the hopes of getting rid of these ulcers. As you know and others know, now we know that the ulcer is caused by bacteria, H. pylori.
Right.
And I think we may learn a lot about what happens with the gut microbiome through these experiments that are occurring every day where we're seeing the changes in microbiome before and after weight loss surgery. And they are there, and they are different from medical weight loss. The differences we see are not the same as they are for medical weight loss. A couple of intriguing things is we start with a very diverse group of bacteria in the beginning before surgery. After weight loss surgery, specifically gastric bypass, we see a narrowing, you know, kind of a more consistent type of microbiome that gets produced. And as I said, we're going to figure out exactly what these bacteria are.
See, but the only problem with it is that these individuals also go through a radical change in diet. And so we don't, I mean, once again, you know, I think to myself, well, is it because of the effects of the surgery or is it because of the effects that they are eating less, they're choosing their foods differently, they're eating, and obviously if somebody goes through the, you know, the invasiveness of this type of surgery, they are also going to change the way they eat to a certain degree, which comes back to the chicken and egg. Is it the surgery that's doing, or is it the fact that they are now feeding their body foods that promote X bacteria and so Y bacteria seems to diminish and disappear?
I think it's a really valid point, and we've tried to address it through a series of experiments where we look at not only gastric bypass, but something called the sleeve gastrectomy and the gastric band. Now, all of those will lead to some degree of weight loss, but the only one that can get that big change in glucose metabolism is the bypass. And we also looked at medical weight loss as kind of a control. And we looked at all four of them. The only one that had the big changes was the gastric bypass. So that's one way of taking a closer look at what can occur here, independent of the diet. Because the diet we prescribe to all the groups, medical weight loss, all the different surgeries,
right,
it's the same, which is right, essentially high protein, low carb.
Gotcha. Okay. I just real quick, and I know we have to wrap it up because you've got patients to see. For somebody who's a neophyte about how this gastric bypass works, assuming that the stomach is a balloon and the esophagus comes in at the top and the intestines connect at the bottom, do you actually bypass the stomach completely, or does some portion of the stomach still get used for digestion? And if so, Is it possible that just the fact that the food not coming in contact with that other area of the stomach any longer is also leading to a change in the microbiome landscape?
I think all of it comes into play. You know, very briefly, you know, with the bypass, we create a very small new stomach that's roughly about the size of your thumb, physically disconnect that from the larger stomach, connect the intestine to that little stomach, and then reconnect the intestine down below.
Wow.
A couple of things happen there. You get the food traveling quicker to the distal intestine. Good things happen when the food gets into that distal intestine. That PYY we mentioned before, the GLP-1, all those are increased because you get that food going to the distal gut quicker. And again, there's some hormonal effect. We know the ghrelin, the hunger hormone, is in the part of the stomach called the fundus that we've now physically dislocated away. And the way that ghrelin gets produced is in direct contact. So if you're able, but somehow or another, to bypass that portion of the stomach, good things happen when it comes to satiety. You have more satiety, less hunger. And we see that in those patients. You know, they're not hungry for about 3 months. And I like to call it the hunger holiday. It gives people an opportunity to change their diet, you know, where they're not compelled to eat, not feeling hungry. They don't have that head hunger anymore. And then they can lay down the foundation for good health, good diet down the road because you get that break from all that hunger.
This is very, very cool stuff. Last question. We talk about the distal portion of the digestive system and the microbiome in that area. We know that people with diseases like ulcerative colitis and IBS and so on, do we see changes in the microbiome as a result of the surgery? I'm not suggesting that bypass surgery be offered to someone who doesn't have a weight management problem but instead has one of these chronic issues. But do we see changes that are favorable that you could say, wow, you know, that type of bacteria that leads to this issue disappears when we do the gastric bypass surgery?
We haven't seen it yet for ulcerative colitis or inflammatory bowel syndrome or disease. So it's still a little bit early. But I can tell you both those disease states have altered microbiome. And people have known that for a very long time. A lot of gastroenterologists after the ulcerative colitis surgery will actually prescribe probiotics and give probiotics so it can get into that distal gut. I actually went to a meeting, it's called Digestive Diseases Week, and I happened to wander by, and they were talking about probiotics. I didn't know anything about it, and it was in the setting for ulcerative colitis, and I started to think, well, let's see what happens with bypass patients. And what's happened is that they've been using these probiotics for many, many years, and it's been in place in Europe for a long time. So there's certainly something there, and we're just at the beginning. But I think with more precise measurement and some good clinical trials, we're going to see some good results, and we may change the paradigm of how we look at some of these chronic diseases like ulcerative colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, and obesity in this case.
And, you know, there's a lot of good research out there that shows that gut flora can either contribute or squelch inflammation, and that probiotics seem to have an effect on inflammatory response in the body. So the gut microbiome, in my humble opinion, is one of the greatest untapped resources when we look at the etiology of a variety of different diseases. And it's like a universe unto itself. You know, this 4 pounds of matter that lines our stomach and intestines that we attribute really very little to is now coming to be the focus of a lot of interesting discoveries in a variety of different diseases. So it's really pretty cool stuff that you guys are doing, and I really appreciate you taking time to come on the show and talk about this today.
Absolutely. More needs to be done here, and I appreciate you getting the word out. Thanks so much.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one last commercial break, and when we come back, I'll wrap up the show. Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-
437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Power Block Dumbbell can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I really just wanted to come back and apologize for today's show. I have a lot of people who talk about the production quality of this show being really good. Today was not an example of that. I really got thrown for a loop when I came in here and we lost our phone lines and internet. And I really started calling guests and canceling. Because I can't keep them hanging to the last second and say, oh, by the way, we're not doing the show. So I started reaching out to people and saying, hey, we have no phone lines. We have no internet. No show today. 8 minutes after the hour, we got phone lines and internet back. So I started calling people back and say, hey, we got a show again. And so as you can see, things were quite haphazard and unfortunate, and we can always thank Time Warner Cable. I want to keep saying their name, Time Warner Cable, because I will be breaking away from them very quickly here at the end of the day. Anyway, thank you for putting up with all of the mishaps. Thank you for listening to the show today, and we've got great shows planned for the rest of the week. We'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.